your best stock option. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
We continue our Education Week series on the WBBM Noon Business Hour, and it's also Personal Finance Wednesday. College tuition could be the second biggest price you'll ever pay for anything, behind buying a home. But could you negotiate and avoid paying so-called sticker price? Well, joining us on the McGrath-Lexus business line is Mark Horner, wealth advisor at Fairhaven Wealth Management in Wheaton. So is that even an option, Mark? Can you negotiate college tuition?
So, Jim, it's more than an option. It's been done. I personally experienced it both with my own kids and helped our clients make this happen. So this is not a case study. This can absolutely be done. It's just important to understand the dynamics around when to do it and how to do it. So when those financial aid offer letters that come along with college acceptance letters come, when those letters arrive, bells should be going off that this is now the time where the tables have turned and the student or the parents now have the power in their hands versus the college or the university, because colleges and universities are very motivated once they've accepted a student to convert that student to an admitted student, and that is absolutely the time to strike.
So how do you negotiate? What are the keys to getting as much off that tuition bill as possible?
Yeah, so money is not the only factor in making the right college decision. The overall fit, and so distance from home, and majors offered, and student body size. There's a whole bunch of factors that go into the right fit, and so that's really, I think, what ultimately all of us parents are looking for, the best fit. So when you've identified that short list of best fit schools, and let's say you've gotten into three of those, and then your number one choice is who you go to first. And I prefer that you do this in person, definitely not via email or text. And it can be something as simple as, look, we're really excited about going to your school, and we are prepared to go ahead and accept your offer of admission if you can help us make money less of an issue. And so put the ball in their court. Colleges and universities have got all sorts of ways to move around money in grants, which is another word for discounts, to drive that cost of tuition down. What we want to get that loan number, which is, a reality for us all, unfortunately, as low as possible, because that's your money, and get that grant money, which is the college and university's money, get that as high as possible. So really putting it back into their court, hanging that carrot out of, we are prepared to accept it if you can get us down to either X number or just leave it open-ended. That's one way to ask.
Mark, is there a number that's considered you've done well? I can't imagine there's like a fixed number that you're going to get this much off the tuition, but when do you know you've done a good job in terms of negotiating a tuition? What is an amount of reduction that is reasonable to expect?
So that's a great question, and unfortunately, it's going to vary across the board, both on the school that you're talking to, and then the profile of your particular student. So if you go to a school and you've got a 2.2 grade point average, and just are not bringing a whole lot to the table, your power to negotiate is going to be limited. If on the other hand you've got a reasonable academic record, and I want to emphasize reasonable, you don't need straight A's. So a reasonable academic record, you're interested in participating in the college campus in other ways outside of the classroom to contribute to the overall experience at the school, I think parents will be shocked at what universities will be able to do in terms of shaving numbers off of the bill. And as one extreme example, I personally know somebody that went to college completely on a bagpiping scholarship. So if there's bagpiping money out there to shave some dollars off of the bill, there's all sorts of pockets of money. You just need to be not afraid to ask. So don't be intimidated by the ivy-covered walls. Do not be afraid to ask.
All right, that's Mark Horner, the wealth advisor at Fairhaven Wealth Management in Wheaton. And if you play the bagpipes, hey, you might get a discount on your college. That would be awesome.
An economy of words.